Okay, before I crack open my own bottle of wine, I have a quick question. Do you need to stock your wine rack for Bachelor Mondays? Bright Cellars has you covered. Bright Cellars Wine Subscription Service delivers 4 personalized wine bottles straight to your door each month just in time for the next week's episode. So start by taking their fun 7-question quiz about things like your favorite chocolate, your go-to drink, and the Bright Cellars algorithm will generate a custom flavor profile to recommend wines you'll actually enjoy. I think I've drank all of the ones that they sent me, and that was only for 1 month and 4 bottles. That's okay, whatever. If you give them a try and dislike any bottle, your wine concierge will even help you find the perfect replacement bottle for your next shipment. Take the quiz to see your wine matches. If you choose to order them, Off the Vine listeners will get 50% off when they visit www.brightcellars.com/offthevine. That's brightcellars as in wine cellar, .com/offthevine for 50% off. You're welcome.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com presentation. Okay, are you ready to shake things up?
Yes, I am.
Well, Caitlin Bristow is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Because there's more to life than Instagram, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
Welcome to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Now here's Caitlin.
Okay, hi guys. Welcome to Off the Vine with me, Caitlin Bristow. That's my Italian accent. Did you like it?
I loved it.
Bibbidi bobbidi boobity.
I didn't know what, you know, nationality it was, but it, now
wait,
that you say
didn't?
It is Italian.
It was Italian. It was my, like, Luigi voice.
I got you. Luigi.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a Luigi.
I got you.
Because everyone always knows that I always want to be Italian, which is super weird. But I feel like they've got such a good culture with wine that I feel like I'm supposed to be.
Yes.
But I did my DNA ancestry test.
Uh-huh.
And I was so pissed when I got the results back.
No Italian.
Zero.
Bummer.
I was 80% British.
Oh, wow. Did that make you mad? Like, is that boring?
Not because I'm like, I don't like British people, but yeah. I really wanted to be Italian, or like, I thought I was going to be something like exotic or...
Italian is very sexy.
Yeah.
Like, romance.
Exactly.
Is what I think of. Like, luxury.
Yep.
Very leisurely, too.
Exactly.
I went in college and...
You did?
Yeah, on like a January term and studied art history, but really just had a good time.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I want to take my wife there so bad.
That's like my number one spot on my bucket list right now of places I want to go.
The food.
More like the food for me, I'm just like, it's my weakness. Italian food's my weakness.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. But yeah, once I found out I was 80% British, I was like, well, I guess I should just talk in a British accent for the rest of the night, which I did.
Right.
And Sean got super annoyed at me because I was like convinced I came from royalty. I'm like, if I'm British.
Well, there you go. I mean,
I came from royalty.
A queen or a princess.
Thank you.
Something like that.
I agree.
That's awesome.
Anyways, I'm British.
Luigi.
I can't even do a British accent. I can nail the Italian one.
British is like Austin Powers.
It's like hello, love. That's the only thing I can say
hello,
in that accent.
Love.
Hello,
that's
love.
Mary Poppins.
Is it?
I think.
Oh.
Then maybe they are British.
Well.
The people. Do you know this movie?
Mary Poppins? Yeah, of course.
I feel like their family might have been British. Okay, we could be way off, but
I actually don't know, but if that is, then it makes me feel a little better about being British because I do like that movie. Anyways, I am super excited for today's podcast. We have Walker Hayes in the house.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I didn't even introduce you. You were just talking time, and I'm like, wait.
It's all good.
Wait, we have to have the people know who you are. So you are born and raised singer-songwriter who made your journey to Nashville after studying music in college.
Right.
Very cool. Would you have just like a cheap guitar? Is that what it...
Coming to Nashville?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I have a degree in music with emphasis on piano.
Yeah.
And honestly, I didn't get that degree thinking, hey, I'm going to do music
no,
as a
you
job.
Didn't.
You know, at that point, I was just thinking, I can kind of get a degree in anything.
Right.
And I just need a degree.
Yeah.
So the summer of my sophomore year, I switched to music. Because it was fun.
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
and
man, I'm paying for this. So
right.
Or my parents were, you know, and
yes.
I was like, let's do something fun. And, you know, who knows what comes next. But no, I had no aspirations at that point, to move into Nashville. Those kind of came on a whim after college.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And it's obviously I was doing my research with you, and it said that you're a fan of Garth Brooks and the Beastie Boys.
Oh, I love it, dude. That's
about
how diverse.
Combo.
I know. You remember? I don't know if you remember these days, but
hey,
CD,
I'm 32.
Okay, well, CD cases.
Yeah.
You know, with like 100 CD. They were like 215 or so. I can't remember how many CDs it will hold, but yeah, I mean, from Garth, Tim McGraw, the Beastie Boys, the Bone Thugs, and Harmony. I mean, yeah. it was such a diverse mix of music.
That was the exact same as me. Like, yeah. my two favorite things growing up were country and rap.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the same as
That's
me.
That's awesome.
But it said, okay, because it said born and raised singer songwriter. Like, what do you mean born and raised? Did you like come out of the womb like writing songs?
Absolutely not. No, I came out of the womb and loved sports.
It really?
I mean, that was my thing. Yeah, and that was kind of my identity growing up. And yeah, I mean, I really was. I was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
You know, with the singer songwriter thing. I mean, my dad kind of coerced me into my first gig.
Yeah.
In Mobile. I told you earlier I had stage fright, and he was like, I think it's funny, you know, when you pick up a guitar and you try to mimic people, it's fun and funny. You need to do that in a bar. And I was always like, Dad, stop. You know, I'm a little embarrassed. Here I am, you know, 22, 23, and you're still acting like I'm a little kid.
Right.
Like, try out for a play.
Yeah, you're on.
And finally I said, Dad, you know, I'll do it one time. Just will you promise to leave me alone after I give that a shot?
Yeah.
I did it one night. In a bar.
Really?
It's called the Mobile Yacht Club off Dauphin Island Parkway. Little podunk bar on the bay. And
what did you sing?
I sang songs like Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Lean on Me. That was a cheesy one.
Oh,
that I
love that song.
I did Wild World by Cat Stevens. And I think I did maybe five songs twice.
Like, wow.
Did them over and over. And left and called Lainey, who was my fiance at the time.
Yeah.
At that time, she thought we were going to stay in Mobile and I was going to sell real estate with my dad.
Yeah.
And I left that night and said, I want to move to Nashville and be a singer.
What?
Yes. I know. It sounds crazy when I tell you the story, but yeah.
When you say it out loud, you're like, whoa, that actually happened.
Well, I think of my kids and I'm like, what, you know, what would I do? If you've raised your kid, you know, and you've seen their gifts,
and you kind of
they kind of start going on a path, and you get okay with it, and you're like, ah, that's cool. And I think about Lainey's parents watching her and me, and being like, oh, they're gonna live here, they're gonna sell real estate, it's gonna be awesome, be close to him, he's gonna take care of her, and then all on a random night, me being like, them being like, ah. I want to move to Nashville and be a rock star. And you're kind of like, well, have you ever done it? Like,
do you
write songs? And so, yeah, we did it on a whim. And and looking back, I would have advised us, don't stop.
You know,
wait, do something normal.
Right.
But yeah, here we are.
Because it's scary and it's a risk. And you don't want to see people that you care about fail at something that they love to do.
Right.
And, I mean, you have six kids. Is that true?
Six kids.
How are you a functioning human with a music career and six kids?
Yeah.
No,
you know, I swear.
And you still look like you're in your 20s.
I feel like, I think Lainey and I are just young. We're just young at heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like every 5 years we look back on the decisions we made and we're like, God, we just did that so fearlessly, kind of like moving to Nashville. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, they have kids and they start getting smart or wise or afraid, you know, like people at our age don't just change careers now.
Yeah, no.
You know, and
they're too
I don't
scared.
Know. Yeah, it's like you get so settled and you're like, ah, it's too late to do that. You know, I know a lot of guys my age who are like, you know, I'd love to do this is my dream job, but I can't just move my family. You know? And I understand, because I don't want to move. I don't want to pick my family up and start something over now.
Yeah, because you have a lot of people to think about in that family and what would happen.
But think about it. Why not? You know what I mean?
So,
at the same time,
I agree with you completely. I'm the kind of person that would go after things
and
be fearless rather than wonder what if.
Right.
And it's obviously worked out for you too.
Yes.
Because first of all, I need to. Sean now wants six kids. Seeing that you had six kids.
There we go. That's awesome.
I mean, I always was like, three would be great.
Yeah.
He wanted five. His number was always five.
Well, that's
and
too
on the
odd.
Way here, I was.
You need to do six.
No, and that's so true. He's like that too. Like, he likes even numbers.
Yeah.
And on the way over here, I said that you had six. And he was like, oh, I want six. I'm like, oh, great.
I'm changing people.
Thanks a lot.
That's awesome.
But you came from a world where, I mean, you worked at Costco in Nashville?
Yeah. So I had, honestly, my story in Nashville the first 6, 7, 8 years mm-hmm. were a dream. I mean, if I lost a deal, I got one the next summer. You know, like things were so easy. You know, my first pub deal I got in, I'd never written a song, wrote songs only by myself for the first year and got a pub deal by the next year. Which is crazy. That's unheard of. You know, and there are people around me saying, oh, it's a 10-year town. And I was like, what's so hard?
Is that the thing they say? It's a 10-year town?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's like, oh, it's a 10-year town. And that I would hear that and be like, what are y'all talking about? You know, it's I got a record deal and I'm 5 years into it, you know, or six or seven or eight. And honestly. Oh, yeah. I was destroying it. But nothing was popping. You know, I could get a deal. I could get a pub deal, but I wasn't getting any crazy cuts and I wasn't getting like this massive fan base, and it was like that next level I could never get to. Yeah. And then
what is that, because Instagram wasn't a thing?
I have no idea. Yeah. Now my stories are just blowing me up. I have seen, you know, what's funny is being here 13 years, I have seen everything from MySpace to now. So it's crazy. I have seen a lot of social media things. But yeah, I had it easy, and then things got really hard.
Yeah.
You know, when we had our fifth and sixth kid, that was post record deal.
Wow.
In a time where I really didn't matter in this town anymore. You know, people had kind of, I was like, been there, done that, heard it, seen it.
Yeah.
I don't see it working, so I don't want to write with him, or I don't want to collaborate. And so, you know, and we ran out of money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't just have like a...
Like two kids will do that to you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, yes. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, six, I started working at Costco. I got a job stocking produce at Costco, and it was embarrassing. Getting the job was embarrassing. I remember I was playing a show at Puckett's Boathouse in Franklin, and this fan of mine, great looking guy, nice dude, walked up and he was like, hey, I'm such a fan. And he just went on and on about lyrics.
Yeah.
And he mentioned he was a writer and worked at the tire center in Costco.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said that, I was so ashamed, but I was like, are they hiring there? You know, so it was just,
it was pride
backwards
thing.
And thank goodness they were, and I had some work within like 2 weeks, but we've had some tough times, but you know, it's just money. I mean,
I know, I always try and say that I honestly just paid all of my taxes
there
today.
You go.
And I was like, it's just paper money.
Yeah,
is just paper,
right?
That's all it is.
But it's, you know, you have to talk yourself into that.
Believe
in that. And I gotta admit, you know, there was a time when I was working at Costco where I couldn't handle the pressure. You know, I knew I was insane, certifiably. I mean, I was like, why am I punishing myself?
Yeah.
You know, a man my age with six kids, working Costco, playing shows and writing. What am I doing? Like I could get a career.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could buy a nice outfit, go get a job that gets a good base pay. And
so what was it? You just really believed that it was still...
I have no idea. I mean, honestly, I wish I could say that during those moments I was like, nah, it's going to happen. But, you know, I think it was a combination of my wife never once saying you're an idiot. Like, she was behind me. I mean, we had some tough time. I mean, I was... Like that was alcoholism at its worst.
Yeah.
Waking up at 3 every day, working from 4 to 10, and then writing, and then maybe playing shows. And so we basically communicated.
And she never called you an idiot once.
Never once. She said you got a drinking problem, and she said it very carefully and sweetly. And we had many arguments and many discussions that were therapeutic. Like they eventually led to me quitting for me, not for any, you know, and it was a great idea. But like we communicated via notes. I remember she would, you know, I would go to bed as early as I could, and she would write a note on the counter, and then I would wake up, you know, at 3, write her one, and then I'd go to work. And just my brain was always you know, I was just, it was almost like this, I was holding on to hope, but I didn't really believe.
You didn't see light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it was like I was having to just go, no, it's going to happen, but I didn't really believe me.
Right.
You know, and I felt like eventually I would just get forced into chasing security.
Yeah.
Which I feel like a lot of men do, and that's fine.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I get it.
Because certain people have, like, you know, you want to be able to support your family,
yeah.
and you just do what it takes.
Right.
And you're more like in the moment. Right now I'm doing Costco. Right now I'm doing
right.
all this, and I'm just doing whatever it takes. And if I need to go here, I will.
Right.
Whatever it is to support your family. And
right.
the fact that, I mean, I think I called Sean an idiot this morning for, like, not emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So the fact that.
Oh, no. Lainey will call me an idiot
asshole.
For something like that. No, you're not at all. But
no,
it's just
I am.
my first priority was my kids and Lainey. And you know, there were many times where I just didn't know what was better, to just chase a dollar to pay for them a little better,
mm-hmm.
or chase a dream to show them that it's not, you know, because the last thing I want for my kids is to be in their 20s and 30s.
And
to think that
dreams.
Life's all about money.
Yeah.
Because it's really not.
Well, you're showing them that it's not.
Well, I barely did. And, and you know, now, and the funny thing is, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm so excited to be, maybe the career be going, because I can pay, you know, I can go to sleep thinking, hey, we're good. I don't have to be afraid.
Okay, look, shopping for clothes is tough sometimes, or maybe it's just me because I'm lazy, but feeling pressure from a sales clerk so you just bought like a puke-colored top? With La Tote, you can get fashion subscription boxes that sends brand-name clothing and accessories right to your door for one low monthly fee. Rent up to $700 worth of fashion from designer brands like BCBG. They're the style and fit experts. They use data to fit you better than any other retailer. Go to letote.com, that's letote.com, to get started for as low as $39 a month. Enter promo code VINE at checkout to get 50% off your first month. Once you sign up, you'll receive your completely customized tote within days. Wear what you want, return everything in the mail when you're done, and repeat all month long. Again, that's letote.com. Enter your code VINE and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door. I'm actually waiting on mine right now. Now you're in a position where you probably appreciate your life so much more.
Oh, yes.
You're going to the gym instead of making other decisions.
Right.
You're doing everything, I think, because of where you've come from and because of what you've been through.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's so many people in any industry where they're successful, is they've all been through a rough time to get to where they are.
Right.
And you've just basically, what it sounds like, is stayed true to yourself to get to where you are.
Right.
And now you appreciate it more. So everything, you don't have to question it anymore. You're like,
right.
oh, this is what I didn't
right.
know it was what I was supposed to be doing, but it was.
Right.
And the fact that you have an angel of a wife beside
She's
you, this
amazing.
Whole, I kind of have a crush on her, and I don't even know her.
You
but.
Would love her. I mean, everybody would. She's so positive, and
wow.
You know, I act like, oh, all this success is about all the defeat we endured. Not really. I mean, you know, there was a time where she was like, oh, this is rough. You know, this is
yeah.
rough. This schedule. This the money this tight. We were
no
down
kidding.
To one car
yeah.
at one point with six kids and
yeah.
a Honda.
When
we lost an endorsement that we had, and so yeah, I mean, we take it is sweet to wake up and really savor every stroke of good luck that comes
yeah.
our way now. We really do. We appreciate every single thing
no
that
kidding.
We are given now, which we didn't that first day. You know,
right.
like you know. We just thought, oh, this is great. Yeah, record deal. Or, you know,
I always have to think like that. Like, it's so weird to me that I can have some sort of like career or platform with Instagram.
Yeah.
And I always think like you said, you lost an endorsement deal.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, I'm like, what if Instagram was gone tomorrow?
Right.
You know, so I really have to always take
yeah.
a step back and think of things I have in my life and appreciate things, because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, it seems like such a cool thing to like have Instagram and
oh,
be able
yeah.
to work with brands that you like. But I'm like, what if Instagram was gone tomorrow?
What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I'd go work at Costco.
Right. Hey, I know somebody there.
Yeah.
So,
I might
I
need
could
to
get
just
you
have
in.
You that,
yeah.
I
know the
give
manager.
Me that contact.
Well.
But now you were recently named a 2017 Country Artist to Watch by Pandora, which is
nice.
Huge.
I know.
One of Rolling Stone's 10 new country artists you need to know. Rolling Stone. So
boom.
That,
no
right?
big deal.
No big deal.
Is that a magazine or something?
I don't know. I've never heard of it until I did research on
right.
you. So, and you were included in CMT Listen Up 17 in 2017. I mean, all those things, that I'm saying them out loud. I'm like, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I know.
That I just, you must feel like, I don't know what you feel. That I can't imagine feeling what you feel.
It's just miraculous. it is. I mean, and I'm not joking.
No.
I mean, it's just.
I believe you.
You know, like I said, I didn't believe, you know, when I would say, oh, it's going to happen, you know, something's going to pop.
Yeah.
I thought best case scenario, maybe some other artist cuts a song I've written.
Right.
I have thousands.
Right.
You know, so maybe.
Which would also be really
one
cool.
I was like, maybe one of those lands in the hands of an artist that matters or a new one.
Yeah.
And they pop and I can establish myself as a writer in this town. That was, to me, that would have been worth us throwing a party for.
Totally.
And now to think I'm the artist, I get to sing my own stuff, that it's working, that the numbers
people know
are nuts.
Your lyrics.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's mind-blowing.
That to me would be like, I've really done something here, is
yes.
If I could sing to a crowd and they are singing my lyrics back to me.
Yeah.
That must be one of the best, most like satisfying feelings.
There's
like
nothing
I've done
like it.
Yeah.
I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it.
Same.
It's and especially after all, like I said, I mean I really have, they're not all good. They're probably all bad, except for a few, but I really have. I mean, I've written hundreds, thousands of songs, and to have one where you stand up in a crowd and you know, they know every single word, there's nothing like it.
No, and when, you were performing at the Bumble.
Yeah.
I was there.
Oh, you were at the Bumble event, yeah.
Yeah, so, because I got to witness
yeah.
you singing your song and
yeah.
people knowing.
With a loop, yeah.
It was so cool.
Yeah, no.
And I was, I mean, this is so random and funny, but I was DJing that event.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that.
I don't DJ, so.
Come on.
Yeah, no, I don't DJ.
You don't turntable? You know,
absolutely
wiki.
Not. I press play and stop on my, like, playlist.
Uh-huh.
And it's so funny because people can't see me, but I'm doing the quotes. I DJ for our City Strong event where we, my fiance and I and our friend Aaron Opria, who's a uh-huh. trainer in town, we go do different fitness events in different cities
oh, wow.
every month. And
okay.
we put on this big group workout. And my fiance and Aaron lead the workout. And I'm up on stage like doing the entertaining
nice.
and DJing. And so somebody thought, oh, Caitlin's a DJ now. Okay, great. So they hired me for the Bumble
event.
Oh,
nice. Event. Look at you. You're
expanding.
And
it was you and Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so what equipment do you need? And I'm like, my iPhone?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I'm not
what do you
a
mean?
DJ.
Yeah. That's
I
awesome.
I don't know. So it was so funny to me. But you're also, oh, wait, no, I wanted to talk. Your song, the whole song, I skipped a whole part of
that's
my
all right.
thing with you.
We can go backwards.
We're going backwards. Your song that it's like
the You Broke Up With Me one.
It's like yeah, it's kind of like hip hop. I just made this up.
Yeah.
Hip hoppy.
No, it is hip hoppy,
which I absolutely love. So I listened to it and I'm like, wait, this is right up my alley.
Yeah.
It's country with like a little bit of hip hop vibe to it.
Yeah,
I absolutely dug it.
Thank you.
It
Thank
was
you so much.
Really cool. And I like the video. It was just kind of you just grooving
yeah.
in a room. And
yeah.
It was really fun to watch. I really enjoyed that.
No, appreciate it. And I dig that reference, you know, country hip hop. I mean, like we were talking earlier, when I was in high school and we were in a field, you know, with all our cars lined up drinking, it was something with bass. Or something really old and country. You
yeah.
know, it was from David Allan Coe
yeah.
all the way to Tupac. So they all went well, really well together.
Wait, tell me again where you grew up.
Mobile. Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so Canadian. I'm like, what? Where?
Nah.
I don't know. Okay, Alabama, which is, yeah, because you have the country
right.
voice.
Yeah.
Which I always wish
Yeehaw.
I had. I try so hard. Do you know? I don't know if you know this about me. You probably don't. But I have been taking voice lessons.
Voice lessons.
Yeah.
Like to sing?
Yeah.
Country?
Yes.
You go, girl.
Oh, thanks. But
how's it going?
Actually really great. I'm not going to show you on here, but I'll show you one of my songs after that because
okay.
I'm actually really proud of it. I sang my whole life, but in musical theater.
Right.
So I grew up dancing and singing,
uh-huh.
but definitely like musical theater voice.
Yeah.
And when I came to Nashville, I was like, you know, like I'm
so
in Nashville.
What did you, were you in a musical?
Oh, many.
Like a bunch of them.
I was in, I was the Fiddler on the Roof. I had to dress like a boy and put my hair up and like.
Doesn't he have a beard?
I had it all. I was, how old was I?
If I were a rich man.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I was 17, I think. Yep. 16 or 17.
That's great.
I had to dress up.
That's got good music.
Yeah, except for, do you want to know the most? One of the most embarrassing things that I've ever been through was, so the stage, we had built this house that I had to climb up onto the roof and fake play a fiddle.
Yeah.
So the orchestra was playing it, but I was faking it. Like,
right.
You would have thought I was playing. I was really good.
Yeah.
So I went to climb up and the lights were all off, and it starts off, the whole play starts off with just a spotlight on me playing, but I hadn't gotten on the roof yet and I was really struggling, and they put the spotlight on me and I wasn't up there yet, but my one leg was. And I was like, pulling myself up. Yep. And the orchestra started playing, which I'm not sure why, because they saw that I wasn't up there. And so I like scrambled. I finally got up there, whatever. So I come back down off, and I was also one of the townspeople throughout the other parts of the, you know, I'm just really talented like that. And so I got, and I tripped in a big fight scene and I fell flat on my face.
With your fiddle?
No, this is when I was a townsperson.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You were another character. My bad.
Right. So it was so embarrassing because
in the same night?
Same night, which just happened to be the time that I invited the guy that I had a crush on to come watch.
He was like, not so good at walking or climbing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you did really good.
That is awesome. He was embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
And, but I'm sure you pulled it off. I mean,
I did.
What can you do?
I had the confidence where I was like, oh, did you like that trip scene? Because I tried to like, you know, do this whole thing where I was in the middle of the fight and, you know, I really sold the trip.
It's like a part y'all added.
But that was my like background of
that's awesome.
Music was musical theater. So no, I'm one of my girlfriends is Jana Kramer, and so she was like, she gave me this whole list of, you know, you're new in Nashville, here's who I go to for my hair, and here's who I go to for this. And Sean, my fiance, knew that I loved singing, and so he reached out to her and he said, who do you go to or who do you recommend to do voice lessons? So I ended up going to Janet Kenyon, who is
I know her.
You do?
Yes, I know Janet Kenyon well. Next time you see her,
I see her tomorrow.
Yeah, tell her you know Walker.
Yeah.
And she'll blow your mind with some stories. She was one of the first people I met in Nashville.
Okay.
13 years ago.
I'm actually having a moment right now because I just put two and two together that she's said your name before.
Yeah.
No, and I just
she was
of it
phenomenal.
Now.
So she was apparently a, kind of a big wig at Belmont.
Yes.
And I was honestly just network city. When you get here, you're like, who am I even supposed to meet?
Right.
You know? And yeah, she was one of the first people, her and her husband at the time. I don't know. You know, I haven't seen her in 100 years, so I don't know what's up with her life now. But super, super sweet lady, talented beyond all get out.
It's
and,
insane.
And definitely guided me so much in the beginning stages, introduced me to some of my first publishers.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get a pub deal, you know, with the people she introduced me to, but just great experiences all around. Just she's a big time sweetheart.
Oh, I just adore her. Like,
yeah.
She has done so much for me, like you said, with yourself. That's so cool. I honestly remember now, just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said your name before.
Tell her, please give her a huge hug from my family to her.
I will. I see her tomorrow, and she has done the same for me. She's just really like, I just believe she cares.
Yeah, she does.
And sometimes I don't even, like, I'll go in to sing with her, and it'll be like 30 minutes in the lesson, and I'm like, wait, we haven't sang anything yet.
We're just hanging.
She's so good because it's not like, I'm not classically trained by any means, and I don't think I have a country voice, and I grew up in a small town in Canada, and when I sing, I don't sound country, but I love country music, and so, but she really lets me embrace that, and that's why I love your music, is because you're kind of doing something different, and I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of thought. You know what? That actually is probably why your name was brought up, because I said I love rap and country, and that if I write music, which I have written some songs with some people, I'm like, my vibe is like Nirvana and like Ice Cube and like Dolly Parton. Those are like my
all meshed together.
Just meshed into one.
Yeah, that's
which,
great.
That's probably how your name came up.
Right. That's awesome. Well, tell her I need to come see her. I've actually, you know, being on radio tour and stuff, you never stop, you know, and as she'll tell you, I think talking, I love to talk, but it's more hard. I think it's more violent, you know, on your voice than singing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been wanting to try to take care of my voice better. So she would, I'm glad you brought her up. I need to give her a buzz.
She always talks. Not until I turned 30 did I have problems with losing my voice.
Yeah.
And she was someone who, I'm the same way as you. I love to talk.
Yeah.
And she would always say, like, save your voice.
Right.
And I'd be like, Janet, I'm not like a recording artist here. Right. Like, I'm just coming to see you every week and seeing what happens.
Yeah.
She'd be like, no, save your voice.
Yeah.
You don't talk. I'd be like, that's impossible for me. It's not going to happen.
I know.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but don't you deserve a break? Especially after a whole day of work, when you need that break the most. Not everyone can hire a private chef, but what if I told you that you can? I want you to meet Green Chef. Each week, Sean and I actually get quick, easy, and delicious recipes and beautiful seasonal organic ingredients delivered right to our door. I love that Green Chef's produce has no GMOs, no synthetic pesticides, no growth hormones, no steroids, and no other gross artificial stuff. What I do get is clean, tasty goodness. I can feel great about what I eat and where it comes from. Sean is loving the omnivore and carnivore meal kits, but guess what? We can change our meal plan whenever we want. And if we want to try some vegetarian dinners or even go paleo, it's easy for us to switch between meal plans week to week. I love the flexibility. Go to greenchef.us/vine because Green Chef is giving all my lovely Off the Vine listeners $50 off their first Green Chef box. Just go to greenchef.us/vine. That's V-I-N-E to get $50 off.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new amazing app.
This one's a game changer.
There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nelly Furtado, Elle King, and more. Plus every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen. And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more. So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself. Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcastone.com.
This is Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
And you also have a country song called Good Shit or The Good Shit?
Good Shit.
Good Shit.
Yeah.
I always wondered why country singers never swore.
Never swore.
Like, do you feel like that's a new thing? Like, I feel like they're always talking about drinking and smoking and
right.
doing all these badass things, but then they'd be
shit.
Like, doggarn.
Yeah.
Or what is it? God. What is it?
Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, I think for the most part, probably most country songs, you know, when just writers write them,
yeah.
you want to get on the radio. I mean, that's where you make that dollar.
And they
and
don't.
So,
yeah,
and
that's
you don't
true.
Make, you don't make a lot on outside cuts. So you think, hey, I don't want to keep myself from having a single, so I'm not going to say the F word,
yeah.
even though I'd say it in real life.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we were working on my project, I got to tell you, we tried so many options
yeah.
on that song, but it just didn't. The
Nothing
idea,
landed like
no,
the word shit.
No, and the idea was, you know, when your dad gets old and he's awesome, that's the bad thing about good shit. Like, that's what you.
yeah.
That's what I would say to you.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be like, that's the bad thing about good stuff because Kenny Chesney already took that. And
yeah.
it just doesn't have the flavor.
No,
you know?
And it doesn't sell me. Like, I'm like, I'm not convinced you mean that unless you swear.
Exactly.
It's swearing is a very powerful thing in my mind. It really...
I love bad words.
So do I.
And I'm having a hard time with having kids and knowing when to... Like what? Lainey and I, that's one disagreement we have. I'll be like, sucks is okay. It's so okay. It's
oh,
not
sucks?
Bad.
Is that a bad word? To kids, maybe.
Like, here's the deal. I don't want my kid walking up to my mom and being like, that sucks.
Yeah.
Mimi.
You're right.
I'd be like, ooh, my mom is hating me right now for letting him say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's times and places. But I don't know.
But you can't teach young kids that there's time and place. What are the age range of your kids?
They're 11 and under. So, and they're 2 years.
Wow.
Except one just turned 8. So 11, 9, 8, 5, 3, and 1. I know. It's nuts, right?
It is nuts. And just, I know we talked about this earlier, but just the fact that you have done what you've done and that you've had this incredible woman by your side and that now you're where you are. And I think a lot of people think that, oh no, once you turn 30, like, what is your life over?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
No, it there's so much. I feel like I'm the best version of myself at 32 and I only see things happening for me from here. And I think that's really inspiring. I think you will inspire your kids with that too. Just that there's...
You said it. I mean, I like me way better now than I did in my 20s.
I was sucked in my 20s.
Yeah.
But I think we all do.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think 20s is before you're so innocent. Your 20s, you're like, you're not really aware of who you are, but you're trying to figure it out. So you like, you aren't who you are and you try different things and you're like, this isn't me, but I think this is cool.
Yeah.
Where when you turn 30 and all into your 30s, from what I hear and from what I'm learning, is that you actually are who you are and you embrace it and you go after things more and with just more of like being true to who you are.
Yeah.
Which that's why I think it's so cool to maybe have success in your 30s, because that's probably the right time, which is like, you look at Justin Bieber and you're like, why is he doing this? And I'm like, wait, I did too. I just wasn't followed by millions.
Exactly.
So I think it's so cool to have a family and have what you have and get to where you are now.
I think it's
great.
It's awesome.
I'm done pumping your tires, okay?
Dude, go for it. No, please don't stop.
No, I won't
stop. Just when I'm beginning to feel good about myself.
Now I got to take you down a couple notches. No, I'm going to pump your tires some more. You're about to go on tour with Thomas Rhett. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
I know he's a Bachelor fan because Sean used to go to his house on Monday nights and watch the episodes.
Oh, really? They watch it together.
Yes. And that's huge that you get to go on a tour. He is so incredible.
Amazing.
It's such a talent. And I mean, even though he totally big leagued me on the red carpet at the CMAs.
Tell me about this, because I will bring it up to him.
Please
I'll set
do.
Him straight.
Because his wife is a doll.
Yes.
She's is just
incredible.
A living doll.
Yeah.
And so, because so Sean used to go to his place and they'd watch the episodes when Sean was on and I was the Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
So they would watch on Monday nights whatever. He was just always there during the whole thing until we were together. And then once Sean and I could be in public and be together, he kind of blew up.
Right.
Which I totally get, because it's not like he's a jerk. He just is busy.
Yeah.
So busy.
Got things to do.
Which I'm not like, excuse me.
Yeah.
You know, where's
well,
our
now
hang?
You're a star.
But on the red carpet at the CMAs, I went the first year because ABC, I was the Bachelorette, so we obviously got to go to the red carpet and hang out and watch the show. But this year I was working for Sounds Like Nashville and I was interviewing people on the red carpet.
Right.
And so I'm like, you know, I've made friends with some people just from being on the show and you know, we're Twitter followers.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter friends. And so like Jesse James Decker and all these people are coming being Bachelor fans. So it was easy for me because I could just kind of lure them in with, hey, I was the Bachelorette one. So you want to come talk to me? So when Thomas Rhett came, I'm like, oh, we know him. You know, Sean was good friends with him. He stood back and let his wife come talk to me because she was like, hey, girl, like give me a hug. And he didn't interview with me.
Maybe he was nervous.
Don't give me that. He was not nervous.
He was like, that's the girl.
No, he big leagued me.
I don't know. I honestly can't imagine Tom Schrett big leaguing anybody.
I'm kind of being funny.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's a jerk. But I'm kind of mad. But I'm like, yo.
I'll ask him about it.
I know I'm old news now, and it's been a year. But, yeah, you ask him about that.
I will. I'll set him straight. But, no, just he's too kind to me. You know, I don't – honestly, let's just get real. At this point in my career, I have – like maybe 1/4 of a single right now, mm-hmm. you know, like I don't even really have a song charting, you know,
Song's pretty big.
It's about to. And I could confidently say, I think it's going to do great, but to be on a tour like that is massive.
Yes. Just absolutely
be on a tour with somebody like him who has clearly his own space in the country format. Mm-hmm. He's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
He's so talented. He's a great follow. Like, he's just an entertaining, nice, genuine dude. He's all about his love for his wife, his new adopted child.
Oh, I love that
The
story.
One they're going to have. I mean, it just... Yeah. He's like a TV show in himself, but he's awesome.
He's an all-American hero.
He is.
Is
he's
what you're
American
getting at.
Pie. Yeah. Is what he just... And he's... And, so for to be... I mean, I'm sad already that his tour has to end. I'm like, what do I do after that?
Right.
You know, like, how does
you're
it
gonna
get?
You're going to do big things after that is
well,
what you're going to do.
I hope so. But, yeah, him and Old Dominion will be out with him. And then Dan and Shay, I think that it's kind of half and half.
Wow, that's so
while
cool.
I'm out there. So I just want to learn. And
which you will. Those are great, great people to be associated with in this world.
I know. All. I mean, I've seen a lot of Dan and Shay. I've seen a couple Old Dominion shows, but they're all just, they're all so established. And like you're talking about knowing who they know who they are.
Yes.
And it's fun.
They are. Yeah, you're so right.
All three of them.
Yeah.
They don't step on each other's toes. Nobody's chasing anybody.
It's not dramatic. They're all just, they are who they are, and they're happy to be a part of each other's lives and careers and like building each other up.
They're gracious. They're so gracious.
I think that's so cool.
And that, to me, honestly, I didn't even know that really existed. I kind of always thought, you know, it's a competitive town.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And people talk about it like, oh, it's a nice, sweet community. And you and I both know, let's get real.
Yeah.
We all want to beat each other. You know,
at
some
course.
Point, like, I want to have more followers than you.
Yeah. Well, good luck, buddy.
I know.
But it ain't going to happen. No,
but
kidding.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we get off on that kind of stuff. And that's why, we all have our businesses.
I know.
But they truly are. You know, Thomas Rhett was one person who he taught me. You know, I went out and wrote with him. And he taught me, it's okay. Like, you can be excited for someone else's success. And, and I always thought, no, there's no way you can genuinely. That's hard for me.
Yeah,
when I see other people succeed, I'm like, that means I'm not.
Because you're a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? But he's really proud of what's happening to me.
That's really cool.
And that's how cool. I know.
And
think it's not a power play like, I mean, what can he gain?
No, nothing.
From me right now, you know?
Nothing.
And so, his kindness is genuine and,
That's really good to hear. I do enjoy stories like that.
Yeah. Well, don't you love meeting people like that where you're like, they like me?
Yeah.
And they really do. It's not just so they can associate.
Which is very hard to find in any kind of entertainment industry.
Rare.
Especially when you are kind of competing, or it is kind of, especially in a world of social media too, where followers mean something, which is so sad. But it really like is it, social media becomes a business at some point when you have followers. Where if you have more followers, you have better chance of succeeding as a brand or a business, which is so crazy.
And you're keeping tabs, and you're thinking, oh, this guy's on this level. Hey, if we associate, it's going to help me. I'm going to be on his page.
Yeah.
It's going to be on mine. And you can't help not think in those numbers and terms. But honestly, it is so special to every once in a while just meet somebody and go, they're just really fans. Like they're so confident in what they do that they're really just, they're happy.
That's a big part of my podcast and a big part of what I want to be is helping other women and empowering other women, because I think it's hard to be I mean, even just anyone, a human in the world of a crazy industry, but like girls have it kind of tough and they're always usually catty and against each other and competitive.
So
and
are dudes.
I'm right. But girls talk about it more. But I do agree that that's just being a human.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to make my whole thing like I do want to help other people and encourage other people and empower other girls.
Yeah.
And so I love hearing stories like that, even if it's guys, because like you said, it's guys do that stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
It's just more talked about or more, I don't know, superficial, I think, in a girl's world because it becomes about appearance, which I hate.
Yeah.
And so I really like hearing stories like that.
Well, as a female, I feel super empowered just by this conversation.
Good, then my work here is done. So Smile Direct Club straightens and brightens most smiles for 60% less than other liners or braces and works directly with the state-certified dentist and orthodontist to ship custom invisible aligners straight to your door in convenient monthly shipments. Other aligners can cost up to $5,000. Customers can choose between a single payment of $1,850 or take advantage of Smile Pay for $95 a month, no credit check required. But you can save even more with insurance or FSA. There's a $95 risk-free evaluation to see if you qualify for Smile Direct Club. If you don't qualify, you get your money back. Listeners are being offered 50% off this evaluation cost. You can get started with an at-home impression covered by our Smile Guarantee. If their aligners aren't a good fit for you, you get your money back. You can also visit a smile shop. During your visit, a smile guide will take a 3D scan of your current smile. Then you'll be able to see a preview of your future grin. But the best part is you only have to go once, and it's only 30 minutes. By waiting rooms, I actually just did this, and it was really fun. The technology, if you saw it on my Snapchat, I had fun at the dentist. Who can say that? Board-certified, state-licensed dentists and orthodontists within Smile Direct Club Network are involved throughout the entire process to assess and prescribe remote treatment. Treatment time averages 6 months, but can range from 3 to 10 months. Save 50% off cost of Smile Direct Club's at-home impression kit by visiting smiledirectclub.com and using Off the Vine promo code at checkout. Unavailable in North Carolina. Visit smiledirectclub.com and use Off the Vine promo code today. We can all wear our teeth retainers together. I have a game for you.
Oh, gosh.
I love games, and okay. I always try and come up with clever wording to the game. This one's so dumb. So can you just give me a good fake laugh if...
What, like the name of the game you're about to draw? Okay, hold on. Let me get ready.
Prepare yourself. Me, me, my, mo, moo for your fake laugh. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
The game is called... Haze or haze not?
I dig it. I mean, it's kind of like it's simple.
It's so
simple,
dumb.
but it's kind of obvious. But it's I think it's great.
So, thank you.
Haze or haze not?
Thank you for lying to me.
I'm not even lying. I mean, I really do.
But it's
I think
a game like you have or you have not.
Yeah, I see.
I
that's
know.
The thing I liked about it is that.
I didn't have to explain it.
Yeah.
And then I just did.
Yeah.
I ruined my own joke.
Well, you didn't have to. Yeah.
Okay.
You need more. You have more confidence in your names, I think.
You're right.
I think it's pretty good. It's funny.
You're right. So I'm going to ask you questions, and you either have or have not, but you have to say.
Okay.
Okay. Been fired.
Haze.
Where? From where? When?
Oh, my goodness.
Give us details.
Well, my first job here in Nashville, I was a booking agent. And this was a great experience because I made great money. But life was, you know, I came here to be a singer. So I learned very quickly, if you're not doing that dream, you're pretty miserable.
Yeah.
No matter how much you're making. Mm-hmm. So that was a great lesson for me and Lainey, or Lainey and me to learn. And or Lainey and I, whatever.
I was like, don't worry about grammar.
I know,
here.
I'm botching
this is the
it.
Trust tree with the nest.
Yeah, awesome.
You're good.
So anyway, my boss's name, nice guy. His name was Dwayne Ward. We butted heads. I was very young, you know, young in his business.
Yeah.
And
nobody likes being told what to do.
I did not.
Me
and
either.
And I thought I was killing it. You know, just crushing it for a brand new agent.
Yeah.
I thought I was destroying it. And West Coast was my region. So I would book speakers in the West, and I would say words like dude on the phone and what's up, man. And and he would have me in his office and be like, We don't talk like that. We don't say man and dude and brah.
You're like,
and,
but I do.
I know. I was like, well,
I'm
numbers,
making it personal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was. That was my excuse. I was like, the West Coast, dude.
Yeah. And, they love it.
And anyway, that was just an example of how we butted heads. At the same time, I also had very long hair.
Yeah.
And most of our business was done on the phone.
Yeah.
And so he would bug me about it, and that was the straw that broke the camel's back. I mean, he couldn't stand it. And
he's old school.
Yeah. He pulled me in one Monday, and he was like, I asked you to get a haircut. You pretty much just ignored that,
yeah.
You know, and I packed my stuff. I mean, that was it.
You're like,
he
bye.
Fired me.
Isn't that funny? Like, maybe old school one day to your kids will be like, we say dude and we say bra. So if you could stop with your new lingo.
Right. Exactly.
That's funny. Okay. Had Twitter trolls.
What is a Twitter troll?
Oh, bless your heart. I'm going to be Nashville right now and say that.
Okay. What's a troll? Like a...
A hater.
Oh, I have a hater?
Yeah.
Yes, I've had...
Oh, okay.
Oh, my good Hayes.
Come on.
Hayes for show.
Hayes.
Dude, my
okay.
music...
I was going to say.
One exciting thing about my music is that it's polarizing. You
yes.
know, it's not... It gets a reaction.
Yes.
It either annoys you... You know, because it's
That's
so
great.
Different. Yeah. Or it makes you want to tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like I'm getting better. At first, from the get-go, I would read them and be like, dude, well, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, you really hate it that much?
Right. That you had to go out of your way to try
yeah.
and make me feel.
Oh,
yeah.
And there's some blogs that don't just hate. I mean, they trash.
Oh, I know.
You know, my age, that I have a family, you know. Every song, they dissect it and just rip it to shreds.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some
that's
that
what
are,
their job is, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? But
yeah.
you also have to be like, you know what? That is your job, and you might hate it. People hate their jobs. We know. We've been there.
Right.
And that is their, they could be sitting there writing that stuff being like, God, I hate what I'm saying
yeah.
right now, but this is my job.
Right.
I always think that I read all of my hate mail.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of it anymore, but I get some.
Yeah.
I always read it differently now where I'm like, you know, where is this coming from with them? And how
right.
sad that they have to go out of their way.
Right.
And so, okay. But you scared me for a second when you said you didn't have Twitter trolls because.
Oh, no. I didn't know. Like, I was thinking like maybe
it kind
germs.
Of,
I was like, do I have
no.
people who really like me?
No.
No.
No. Okay. So that makes me feel
no,
better.
No, dude. I have some loud haters.
But that kind of means that you've done something big.
Oh, yeah. No. So. And yes. And they, yeah. And honestly, what I've noticed too is a lot of my haters compare me to some of my heroes.
Oh.
And I'm kind of like,
wow.
Well, if you think I'm like them,
you're like, wow.
I'm not really upset about
that. I'm going to have a good sleep tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Okay. Have you ever shed a tear while watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
Oh, goodness. I'm just going to be honest and
Please
say
do.
I was pretty heavy into Bachelor, Bachelorette
yeah.
like early,
yeah.
early on. My wife and I were pretty
like
obsessed.
Like what days? Give me names.
The doctor guy. Like we're going
oh,
way
Travis?
Back.
Travis?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're way back. There was a girl named Mona. She was like a finalist one year.
I don't even know that.
There was a girl named Jill.
Jillian Harris?
Yes.
Oh, that's my girlfriend.
Okay,
we're
you know
both
her?
From Canada. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yeah, I'm like
so
gonna
you know
basically
Jillian.
Live at her fiance's parents' house this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not ashamed to say
we shouldn't be.
I don't think I ever cried, but there were a good solid 5 years where we didn't miss an episode.
Yeah.
I think it's magical television.
It's great TV.
Yeah.
I've cried over it.
And I love that dude, Chris.
Chris Harrison?
He's a stud.
Oh, he's the biggest beauty in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
No, that guy knows what he's doing, and he's changed the game, if you ask
yeah.
me, for hosts. He's so good.
Yeah.
And now it's like he's a host of like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
oh, is
and
he?
Like Miss America.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's good. He's good. Have you ever signed up for a reality TV show?
No, I haven't. Hayes not.
Hayes not.
Hayes not.
Thank you for using my
I like
my
it.
Lingo.
I dig it.
Okay. Have you ever fangirled over anyone in the industry? Like met someone where you're like nervous? You know, like the only person I think I would ever fangirl over is Ellen DeGeneres.
You would? You
yeah.
lose it?
Brad Pitt could walk by me and I'd be like, shit, I mean, that's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
But if Ellen walked by me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'd start shaking. I'd
yeah.
probably sweat. Like, I love Ellen.
I don't know. You know, I'm not saying this I don't know. I will say this. TV people.
Yeah.
They're on another level for me. Maybe it's just more foreign.
Yeah.
To me, than, like music, I'm like, I kind of have a clue what they do.
Exactly.
On a daily basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're really gifted and they practice a lot.
Yeah.
They're growing up. Like Keith Urban, to me, he's one of the most talented as it gets. Kenny Chesney.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think I'd be able to walk up to him and be like, man. Just
you're
a
like,
fan.
Because you get it too.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking, like, I kind of have dude crushes on people like Bradley Cooper and Johnny Depp, where I feel like I'd be like, I might say something a little bit weird. Dwayne Johnson, I would love.
I met him on Jimmy
dude.
Kimmel. I met him on Jimmy
jealous.
Kimmel. He winked at me, and I feel like it was a moment.
I want to be as jacked as him. Like,
he's pretty jacked.
He's a stud. Yeah. And, but yeah, I mean, honestly, I just feel like actors in general, I'm like, they're more mysterious.
They are.
To me.
I'll give you that. I think if I were to like fan over anyone, it's because I'm like curious.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh my gosh, you're not a human. I'm like more curious where I'm like, what, like, who are you? And
right.
what do you do on the weekends? And
yeah.
you're probably just very normal, but I just have questions.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was the game.
Awesome. Haze or haze not.
I was going to get into Bachelorette talk but honestly, we don't even have time, which makes me happy because that means it was a really good interview.
Oh, good. Good.
So we'll just finish off with a couple fan questions for you because I tweeted if anybody had questions for you, and they did.
Okay, good.
Which is so cool because it's...
I love it.
Yeah, there's a couple really good ones in here. So Gabby, I never know how to pronounce last names and I always feel guilty. Lamfretti. Something like that.
Lamfretti.
But she wants to know how you reacted the first time you heard your song on the radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have it documented?
Well, shoot. You know what's so funny is, you know, I can tell you about two.
Okay.
So the first time I ever heard my first single, just a song, it just blew my mind. It was definitely, I was younger. I was probably in my 20s and I heard Pants, my first single way back.
Okay.
And I heard it in Mobile and it was just cool. It wasn't like, I don't have like some crazy story.
It was,
you know,
just
about it. Yeah.
An experience. And you're in your hometown too. So you're like, dang.
Yes, it was. It was like, cool. My whole hometown is hearing this, but I have a unique situation that I actually wrote a song about it. But, on the Big 98, when I put out my first 8 tracks, there's a song called Beer in the Fridge.
Yeah.
And it's about kind of my recovery and quitting drinking.
Cool.
And I was driving down a lonely road in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And Bobby Bones played that track.
Yeah.
And it's 2 minutes. It's nothing but a keyboard and a beatbox and the song.
Cool.
And,
ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
Yes, I have to go look this up after.
My Costco badge was sitting in the console next to my box blade and my gloves that I used to work there, but I didn't have to work there anymore. I had already just put out my new music.
Yeah.
And he played it, and it was so quiet. And just me and the road and that song,
wow.
And I absolutely lost it. And I thought of several things, but I thought of, you know, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
There's a verse about my wife. I thought of a guy that I worked with at Costco named Mike, and how he and I used to just dream out loud and work together. And then, I wrote a song about it called Pain. It's about hearing beer on the fridge, beer in the fridge on the radio. And
Your song is about hearing.
Yeah, it's
your
super weird.
So cool.
Yeah, it's called Pain, and it's just like 7:30 in the morning. I don't even remember how it goes. It's 7 something in the morning. Dadgummit, I wish I could remember. But anyway,
you said
it was
an
incredible.
Thing.
Yeah, it's a cool. You can YouTube it. I know. I feel like it's
well,
on
I'm going
YouTube.
To now.
But yeah, it's a sad and excite and like a triumphant song.
Yeah.
And it's just it was cool. I don't know if I'll ever experience. You know, it was just kind of that moment I think where it's hit me the most.
Yes.
That I had another chance.
Yeah.
And how lucky I was, And then I was just driving around, and you know, the number one station on my presets was playing.
And my favorite is that your like Costco card was just like sitting
yes.
in front of you.
Well, there's a line in there that says is talking to Mike, and it says, "And unless I'm hearing things, that's my voice on the radio."
Yeah.
And my Costco badge is catching dust in the console.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. So like, it's very literal. It describes pulling over. It describes, you know, remembering coming home drunk one night and my wife kind of covering my son, being like, "Hey, his dad's sick," and she's like, "I'll just go back to bed." And
wow.
just so much emotion.
It's heavy. It's real.
It bombed me. Like, it just, I've never, and I'm not like that. I mean, I got a little more emotional when I had daughters, you know, that,
uh-huh,
I think that
I
happens.
I bet.
But when I heard Beer in the Fridge, it's almost like, I don't know, it was something spiritual or something, you know, it was just another level of emotion and it was just a culmination. You
yeah.
know, it was that time where it was like, boom, tears fell.
You right where it counts.
Yes.
Right in the heart.
Yeah.
I feel like I would, if I were you, you know how people hold up their lighters when people play
yeah.
songs? I would do that, but with my Costco card above it, like just burning
right.
your Costco card
no.
slowly.
I'm going to keep it. I told Elaine, I was like, I'm going to keep it. So maybe if I'm in
Are
the,
you sentimental like that?
There's a couple things. Like, that is such a great reminder. I'm not like a, what do you call it, a rat, a pack hoarder.
Is that a thing?
Pack rat. I don't know. Somebody who keeps.
A hoarder, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
hoard. But there's a few items where I'm like, I don't want to forget.
I'm the same
that.
Way.
And that's an item where, you know, hey, maybe the Country Music Hall of Fame one day will be like, hey, you got your Costco card.
What if you hear a song on the radio by Caitlin Bristow that's about a guy who came in for a podcast who used to work at Costco, and it's a number one
Let me
hit.
Tell you something. If my name's on it, I won't be pissed.
It will be called...
Haze or Haze Not.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, we're on to something. Okay, I'll ask you one more question.
Okay.
I want to pick a good one. Okay. Chelsea wants to know who broke up with you for your song for you to write.
Okay.
But that's about the industry, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I was going to say, we
yeah.
talked about that earlier. Like, that was Nashville, you know?
Yeah, so that's not about a girl, because obviously
right.
that wouldn't make sense. Because you write all of on personal experiences
Absolutely.
And things you've been through, so that would be weird.
Yeah.
So this is about the music industry.
This is about the music biz, and not, you know, not everybody, but there were a select few people who vanished. And, you know, even today, I'll get the most random text from people
mm-hmm.
that I haven't talked to. You know, you see their last text, and it's 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, congrats, you're killing it. We really need to write sometime. And I'm like, dude, are you not self-aware at
yeah.
all? You know,
no.
this is just... Where were you know? Where, and usually the text before that is from me.
Yes.
5 years ago, saying, "Hey, you want to grab lunch?" Or
yeah.
"Hey, are you producing so and so?" You know, and
you got to have a good laugh at that, though.
You do.
Because
you have to have a sense of humor about
even
it.
Even just going, it's not like I have some like, you know, TV career out of this. I was on TV once, and the people that came out of the woodworks, where I'm like looking back, we all got new phone numbers because
yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I worked with you in a restaurant for a hot minute.
Right.
And you're like, we should grab drinks.
I know.
And I'm like, but I asked you to grab drinks like a couple years ago and you weren't, you know, like that.
You were
be
busy.
Be a little more subtle.
I know. Exactly. Like, sneak it in there somehow.
Yeah.
Or just say, you know, I would even do this. I would say, hey, congrats, you're killing it. Boom. That's it.
Yeah. And
I
then if you reach back out, then
right.
maybe say, hey, and if you want to get together sometime.
Exactly. Like, let the other person, you know, do it. Because I get it. But yeah, some people are just shameless.
I know.
And you know what? We all, you know, excuse me, that was a burp.
If you've listened to any of my podcasts, I burp each.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't yet.
Well, if you, you know, all of us, if we have anything going on, you know how busy you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have six kids. So there's some people.
I do not have time.
I know. There's some people who I'm like, man, I can't have lunch. Like, I really can't
yeah.
have lunch.
Yeah.
I know that sounds.
You're like, it's not personal.
Yeah.
I am just busy as hell.
Yeah. You sound like I'm, you know, you probably feel like I'm acting like a star. But I honestly
yeah.
cannot drive to Nashville this week.
That's what I mean. When I started the podcast and I'm like, good for you. Like, you, six kids, how are you even functioning?
Yeah.
Because I have a dog and a fiance and I'm like, when people ask me to go to lunch, I'm like, do you realize that I've been like away for 3 days and I want to spend time with my dog?
Right.
Like,
just your dog.
How
yeah.
dare you
yeah.
ask me
infringe.
To go for lunch? You
know? I know.
I mean, I could probably talk to you for another hour, but it's been a good hour.
It's been awesome.
Thank you so much for coming in and being part of the podcast.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I always have girls or Sean as my guest. So thank you for being the first male
to
enter the podcast and be able to talk with me. I pretty much could, again, just keep asking you questions. I'm so curious, and I love your outlook on life and where you've come from, and that family is just such a thing in your life, and you still have the balance. So I appreciate that. And where can people – I want. Could you play like maybe like 5 seconds of one of your songs?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, I'll play you.
I would absolutely love if you could do that.
And what I was thinking how we should do this like a year from now.
Yes.
When stuff blows up, and then you can be like, where are you now?
Yes.
Like, how does it feel now?
Wait, I'm gonna
mark
this date.
The same thing. Because right now, like, the trajectory is getting crazy.
Yes.
You know, and I feel like there's like a tipping point coming up, you know, with the single. And it's just catching more and more fire each day. And I even journal all the time. There's one in my car because I'm like, I want to remember. You know,
I think that's
what
cool.
was it like?
Yeah.
You know, because you forget how fast things happen. You're like, oh God, it took forever. But then when you read, you're like, dude, it was just 3 months ago. I didn't even have a single on the radio.
I actually had anxiety. I journaled through The Bachelor when I was on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
There's so many pages in there where I'm like, how could I ever forget this? Jillian actually said to me, write things down because you'll forget.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way I'd forget that biggest, that's the biggest
that's
time
huge.
Of my life. I go back, I'm like, I didn't even remember half of the stuff. So
I know.
Good for you for doing that. Okay, so, good?
Here we go.
Yep, we're ready for you.
So this is You Broke Up With Me?
I was going to say introduce
you. Ready?
It. Yep, always.
Let's rock and roll. Well, I got some coke in my bourbon, surfing a room like Swayze. No, I ain't drunk, I'm amazing. Yeah, I got that lay way, way back, back in my swagger. X Factor feeling no pain, I'm at the top of my game. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade. 4 minute, babe. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. I said, whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult to see me on a roll, but you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me. I guess you don't know what you want till you see I'm moving on. Making lonely look like freedom, baby. Don't even act like I'm doing something wrong. If my song comes on and I get lost on that dance floor, somebody's arms that ain't yours. You can't crash my party with your sorries and what always don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. Well, I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult to see me on a roll, but you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me. For real, babe. I ain't trying to rub it in your face. I'm just breaking off a little cold, hard truth. It is what it is, girl. You did what you did, girl. Now I'm just doing what a bachelor do. Said, darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute.
Well, I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult to see me on a roll, but you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me.
Woo!
Yeah.
There's so many cheers going on outside that you can't hear right
good.
Now.
Woo! Yeah, billions.
That is so, I absolutely love that vibe.
Thank
I think
you.
It's so cool because it is country, but it's still got this like groove that it's fun. Oh, yeah. I've been honestly, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't going to tell you this, but I listened to it about 5 times
Boom.
Today. On repeat.
That. I love that. It's an earworm, right?
On repeat.
Good.
Thank you. I honestly really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks so much. Let's set that date.
Yeah.
A year from now.
Okay, wait.
We're going to party.
The date is.
What is the date?
July 14th, 2017.
That's when we're going to do it.
1 year from now, we will both have hits on the radio.
Yeah, we will. Both of us. And we'll talk about how it's changed our lives.
Yes.
And we'll compare jets that we fly around in.
Wow, I can't wait.
This is going to be awesome.
I can't wait. Thank you so much. Walker Hayes, everybody. Go follow him. What, do you have Instagram?
Instagram, Walker Hayes, yeah.
Okay.
Walker Hayes. Everything's Walker Hayes. No Snapchat yet.
What?
Because the dude that, there's a Walker Hayes on it. So we're trying to snag it. I know.
Well, then just do what Sean B does and go underscore 18, because that's cool.
He does. Yeah, that's cool. I don't get it.
No, you don't have to get it. Thank you so much. And if you guys don't want to miss an episode of Off the Vine, go to podcastone.com, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or download the new PC One app. There is no other podcast app like this. It's easy to comment and connect with other show fans. We have our own little community on here. Get 360 video or watch a bunch of shows in virtual reality. There's over 1,000 videos on there right now. It's like you're in the studio. Download the all-new Podcast One app now in app stores or on Google Play. Go to podcastone.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. I am Caitlin Bristow, and I will see you next Tuesday. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Download or listen to new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Off the Vine. Before we go, I wanted to tell you that TrueCar isn't just for new cars. You can use TrueCar to find a used car too. In fact, there are over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers discounts off the list price for used cars and a better buying experience through our TrueCar certified dealer network. You'll see what other people paid for the car you want, so you can know what a fair price is. With TrueCar, you can connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can easily find the new or used car you want. Once you register, you'll see a real price on actual inventory. This is competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on their lot so you know you're getting the car you want, not the one you weren't promised. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
HBO's Game of Thrones is back for its 7th season. Winter is finally here, and so are the White Walkers. Will the Seven Kingdoms of Westeros survive the threat from the North, or will they fall in the looming war for the Iron Throne? After you're done watching an episode, join the discussion here on the Game of Thrones After Show on Podcast One. Every week, our hosts discuss each episode in detail, from shocking twists to fan theories, as the series chronicles the violent struggle among the realm's noble families for ultimate power. Join the fray every week on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.